But yes, right now, the morning after the election, the votes still being counted in the big swing states up north, mainly in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. Neither candidate has been declared a winner yet. And usually on the morning after the election, we talk to Ribby Paltz, our sports expert, our NFL draft expert, also our election expert. And we've got him on the phone again this morning, but we understand, Ribby, a bit of a twist. You actually ran for office this year?
I did, Mother Man, and I want to thank you so much for having me on this morning. It's been a long night. I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a really long night.
Where are you joining us from exactly?
I'm calling you from my campaign headquarters in the New Jersey.
Your home state.
New Jersey.
Yeah, so it's basically a little corner of my living room that I call my campaign headquarters. But yeah, I ran for office here in the state of New Jersey. I ran for municipal representative in the counterweights and measurements departments.
What is that exactly?
It's just a thing. And I got to say, it's been a really tight race. It's still too early to call up here.
What do the numbers say?
Well, thank you for that, George. Right now, I'm slightly trailing 73% to 26%.
Only
94% of the ballots counted. So,
okay.
So it's still really tight. You know, we're looking for Hail Marys. But, you know, I ran on a platform of legalizing alcohol.
Isn't it already legal?
Well, I found that out. a couple months into the race, found that out, and I wish I'd known that. Silly me. But after I found out that alcohol was already legal, I went in for legalizing meth and coke. So,
oh, man, that's a big jump there.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a jump. I found that out. The electorate. And I didn't do a lot of focus groups and polling on those issues. I just kind of went with my gut on it. And it turns out that not a lot of people are in favor of legalizing meth and cocaine.
I can understand that.
But I also, Giorgio, you'll love this. I wanted to decriminalize sex work.
Well,
and provide every citizen with a free oral coupon.
What? Coupon? Where would they redeem that? Just any worker?
They have to figure that out.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I even got endorsed by Robert Kraft on that one, which is weird, you know?
Geez. Well, that's a big endorsement, even though he's not in your state.
Huge endorsement, yeah. I'm kind of in the area. But you know, what really hurt me there, Junior Milliman?
Yep.
Is that my opponent dug up some dirt from my past.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they found 36 of my 52 arrests. They found it by combing the records, and they found out that I had 4 abandoned families strewn across this state.
Ribby.
Oh, man.
You never told us that.
Yeah, I was kind of doing that whole Charles Carroll thing, you know? Right. A few hidden families and stuff. And then they found out that I had once been slightly deeply involved with the mob at one point.
Ribby?
Slightly deeply?
Yeah, you know, you do what you got to do to get along up there.
It's New Jersey.
New Jersey, what are you going to do? And worst of all, they found out that I had once tried to join the Illuminati. Yeah, I tried out for the Illuminati, but totally failed the hurdles, and I think it was the 40. I knew too good in the 40.
Ribby, I would think your campaign advisors would have recommended you not run, given all of that.
Tough race, though, up here, Junior Man. I tell you, I don't recommend it. I heard you guys doing a segment about, people running for office and right. whatnot.
Running for the office?
What? Yep. And I was largely self-financed. I mean, I spent over $3,000 of my own credit card debt on my campaign. You know, and I only have a $5,000 limit. So right. that's a lot of money for me to use that much of my ceiling, my debt ceiling, on the campaign. But I tried to run on Trump's and Biden's coattails.
Both.
I had this idea. I photoshopped myself into pics standing right next to each one of them. And then I would run an ad in, you know, a heavily Democratic area with my arm around Biden,
right?
And in Republican pockets it would be, you know, me riding on Trump's shoulders giving 2 thumbs up and all that.
But that's actually genius.
Yeah, well, it didn't work, so I don't know how genius it was.
Can't believe it.
I also changed my name to a name that was one letter off from my opponent.
That is so cheap.
So on the ballot, I appeared as Candace Villarreal, but with an extra L on the end of it.
How confusing for the voter, Ribby.
I know. But the thing is, you know, they list them alphabetical, and that meant that I would be second on the ballot up under her name.
Sure.
And so people just went, they're like, hey, I know the name Candace Villarreal, but there's two of them here. I just go with the first one. You know, that hurt me. That hurt me. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's a tough one.
Hey, so what's happening in the presidential race? Have they declared that thing
yet?
Yeah, we
don't
really watched
it. Still up in the air, Ribby. Kind of like your election.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
We'll
appreciate
see
it.
Good luck.
Hey,
there is Ribby Paltz from New Jersey.
I hope he still has enough money to print his NFL draft newsletter.
Yeah, I hope so here in a few months.